Detective Dan Brennan paced the pavement outside the Free Library of Philadelphia. Vibrations from a passing city bus triggered the building's revolving door to slowly spin as if pushed by a ghostly patron. Sunlight bounced off its shiny glass surface, rendering him temporarily blind. A dark cloud extinguished the glare. He stepped toward the door, turned away, and then spun around again, nearly dropping the stack of picture books cradled in his arms. "Get yourself together, man. Just get it done." He took a deep breath and hurtled through the door, lurching to a halt in front of the main circulation desk. The librarian looked up from her computer. Her ready smile froze. Her eyes flashed with recognition. The smile slowly disappeared. Brennan's frenzy fizzled into an awkward silence. He dropped the colorful pile onto the desk and backed away. The librarian stood and swept the books off the desk, tossing them into the return bin as if the mere sight of their childish covers was painful. "You didn't have to bring them back. Not so soon, anyway. I know how difficult this must be. They were overdue. Besides, she would have wanted me to, so some other kid can enjoy them. You know how much she loved it here. Best little library in the city." He glanced over her shoulder at the far corner, where a cozy alcove had been turned into a fantasy land for children, complete with beanbag chairs, painted unicorns, and grinning winged dragons. He had a photograph of Elle in her purple dress, the one with the polka dot she deemed fabulous, standing there in front of a life-sized elf, if there was such a thing. He cleared his suddenly thick throat. "I imagine I won't be back for a while. Thanks for everything." He spun on his heel, sensing too late the petite figure passing behind his back. They collided and a flurry of papers floated to the floor. He cursed aloud. The librarian's eyebrows shot skyward. "Sorry." Brennan cursed again silently this time and reflexively reached to steady the shoulders of a young woman he'd seen there before. She scowled and shirked away. Her scowl vanished at his despondent expression. She looked around the room as if searching for someone. The lump reappeared in his throat and he crouched to gather the scattered copies of vintage newspaper articles and their photos. His eyes narrowed as he examined the morbid images. Her research had drawn his attention before. Months earlier, when chemo had cost his little girl her hair, this same young woman had been sitting at a corner table, its surface buried under mounds of similar papers. His bald daughter, entranced by the woman's long red hair, had dashed from his lap and, stretched to the max on tippy toes, fingered the woman's auburn locks. Elle and the woman had exchanged smiles before he'd led his daughter away with a mumbled apology for the intrusion. He'd noticed the young woman several times since, but that was the only time he'd seen her smile. After observing the nature of her study, he understood why. The content never varied. A gruesome murder conveyed in the stark black-and-white print of a 1930s Philadelphia Inquirer, a cautionary tale of a life gone wrong, an investigation closed too soon due to the lingering depression, and after that, a looming world war. Heavy stuff for someone who appeared to be in her late teens. A subtle ahem interrupted his reflection. The young woman reached for the papers.
"May I have those back, please?"
"Oh, sure." Brennan thrust the stack into her outstretched hands. He studied her solemn expression, curious about her macabre research despite his grief, despite being on the clock, despite everything including himself. A retired colleague once told him the difference between a good detective and a great detective was the energy to question everything. Once that energy waned, it was time to turn in your badge. The last 6 months of dealing with his daughter's illness had sapped his energy. Summer and autumn had disappeared in a rerun of hospital visits. Everyday activities, even getting out of bed in the morning, felt like a slog through dense fog. The days were getting darker and colder. Or maybe it was just him.